Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me no, hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
EHB Services, LLC, for all of your financial needs. We are licensed brokerage with years of experience in the financial industry. Let's discuss your financial DNA. Saving for college, planning for your retirement, preparing for milestone birthdays, and significant investments such as house, car, or both. Call Gene at 855-411-0424. You can also follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. Radio Land, the people that are following me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, thank you for joining us this evening for another episode of Gene Bias Financial Talk. I'm your host, Eugene Bias. We're going to have a very interesting discussion this evening. Because tonight we're going to learn everything you always wanted to know about finance and building wealth. Everything you wanted to know about finance and building wealth. So tonight we're going to do a quick recap on what we have done thus far, how much we have done thus far, and where we're going into the 7 milestone. We're at number 6, And number six are very, 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 very important. Okay? It may be low in the totem pole, but it's very, very important. Building wealth is, we have to look at impact. We have to avoid certain impacts, losses. We got to look at taxes. And we have to look at today's economy, inflation, not just for today, but every other time that we have inflation. So before I get into that right now, I want to take this moment to thank all my listening viewers, in and out of America, everyone that's participated in my in the live and have contributed. I thank you for all your questions. For the questions after the live, the calls, I do appreciate it. For those of you who don't know or missed it in the commercial, you'll hear it down the line, but I feel obliged to give you the number now. The number to reach me is 1-855-411-0424. That's 855-411-0424. Please give me a call if you have any questions pertaining to building wealth, finances, life insurance, and putting away for college and your kids' future. So, we talk about financial education, okay? We had a becoming financial literate, okay? Find a financial professional. Find someone like myself that can help you. Okay? Teach you the ins and outs of being financially literate. Okay? We spoke about proper protection. Protection against loss of income. Protection against loss of savings. Okay? A lot of people are crying out in the past year or so, possibly two, that they've lost income or they've lost savings from the stock market. Those are unfortunate situations. We speak about how do we secure our losses, secure our finances from losses, and how do we able to be sure in building a future. We talk about emergency fund, saving for at least 3 to 6 months of your income. How do you put away 3 to 6 months of your income? We spoke about that. And in putting away 3 to 6 months of your income, prepare for the unexpected. Prepare for the unexpected. Those are very important topics that we as a people, especially minority people, we don't take into consideration, okay? Or we don't have the resources, or we feel we don't have the resources to do so. And I will say to you that you can do it. All you have to do is give me a call, and we can sit down and go over it in great details, where we can see what you're doing and how you're doing, and see how we can better improve your quality of life and standards. We also did debt management. Debt management, very important stuff, okay? Changing your spending habits. Strive to eliminate your debt. How do you strive to eliminate your debt? These are things that we spoke about in great, great detail. And I'm very remorse if I don't speak on the importance of being debt-free. The importance of being debt-free, okay? So I think that everyone needs to take a look at their spending habits and look at their debt to see how they can eliminate their debt going forward. Then we talk about cash flow. Cash flow. Earn additional income and manage your expenses. How can you earn more money and manage your expenses? It's very important that you look at your income versus your expenses. it's very easy to get into debt. Okay? Now, there's a law that's coming out that would allow people now that if they owe under $500 in medical bills, it cannot go on the credit report. And if you owe over $500 in bills, it can only go on your credit report after 1 year. Okay? Now, that's tremendous stuff. Because we all have shortcomings, and as we get younger, we're faced with different life challenges. And facing with those different life challenges, we have to think strategically. Obamacare is beautiful. Other healthcare programs are great. Medicare, Medicaid, they're all great. But then there's things like specialists. There's things like copay. There's things that you pay for outside of your regular coverage that's not covered with your medical insurance. Okay? So we have to look at having that additional money to put away and build a bigger, brighter, and better future for ourselves and our family. So tonight, I would like to take us down the building wealth. Okay? Tonight's show is on building wealth. Okay. Avoiding the impact of taxes, loss, and what we face today, inflation. Okay. How do we do that? How do we accumulate and grow assets for the future? How do we accumulate and grow assets for the future? Well, I'm going to tell you that there's a number of ways you can do it. Okay? But when you're planning for the future, there's a couple of key things that you need to be very, very careful about. Very, very careful about. And tonight I want to go over these things with you so you have an idea of what to look out for, okay, and how you're going to go about it in days to come, okay? Now, there's only a couple of steps in building wealth, okay? There's only a couple of steps. To be exact, 3 steps in building wealth. The basic form of a building wealth is make more money than you spend. Make more money than you spend. Step number one. So you have some disposable income. Step number two, avoid debt. Avoid debt. So if you don't have medical insurance, get medical insurance, because you don't want to get sick and up to the emergency room and get stuck with a bill. Okay? So try to avoid debt. You don't want to buy a car because you want to be like the Joneses and then you can't afford the car in time to come and ruin your credit because you can't make that payment on time. Avoid debt. Invest your savings wisely. Well, someone says, what is wisely? I invest my savings the best way I know how. But tonight I'm going to teach you some cool tricks of the rich that you can do. You can feel rich. You'll be acting like you're rich, and you'll be recovering from past losses as the rich do. Okay? So before we get to that, a lot of us, I will say, yeah, we try to for the better term, we try to enjoy our job. Yeah, we enjoy what we do at work. But the question is, are we in a dead-end job? Have we outgrown our job? Have we taken the necessary our whole economic situation into consideration? Okay? So we need to look at what we're doing with our job. It's very important. There's a misconception that people feel that there is something that's missing in their life why they can't build wealth. It's a misconception. The simple answer to building wealth is what I just told you. It's a simple answer. Okay? Make more money than you spend. Avoid debt. Invest your savings wisely. So, I'm going to go into some what I call cool tricks. Cool tricks. They're easy tricks. I have done it. I continue to do it. And for those who know me will tell you that I'm preparing for early retirement. I'm preparing for early retirement. This is why my goal and objective is. Okay, to prepare for early retirement and to be able to get where I need to be emotionally, financially, and every other E. Okay? Building out multiple passive income streams is far by most realistic way to build wealth. But notice I said build wealth. You can have multiple passive income. It will assist you in building wealth if you're able to save. Okay? If you're able to make excess money where you can have more than you spend, it can help you pay off your debt and it can help you have a saving. Put yourself first and diversify. The top wealthy building strategy for business owners and employees is to pay yourself first. So the strategy here is how do you pay yourself first? Now, last week we talked about 70, 30, 80, 20, 50, 30, 20 in saving, spending, and paying debt. I got 5 phone calls that would like me to teach them how to get to the 70-30 element of it. And I'm prepared to do that for anyone that calls me and asks for help. I would show you for free. Okay? Develop a wealth-oriented mindset. My number one tip for building long-term wealth is changing your mindset. Everything starts there because you are the only holder. That got back. Okay? You're the only one that can hold yourself back. No one else. So you need to look at what your mindsets are and change your mindset to a business mindset. Track your net worth. My best tip for building wealth is to track your net worth. What are you worth today? What will you worth tomorrow? What would you like to be worth? How are you going to get there? Remember to always be learning. ABL, I tell my kids all the time, this is a learning world. This world is changing. Yeah? ABL, always be learning. There's always something new to learn. Okay? One of the best well-building tips I have is to remember ABL, always be learning. It's very important. Because if you isolate yourself from the world and what's going on in the real world, the changing of time. Gone are the days when Mr. Joe comes to your door, the insurance guy, to pick up the payment. And those of you who are young like me, and I'm not telling my age, would know what I'm speaking about. The guy with the suit and the tie with the briefcase that came and took your insurance payment. Gone are those days. Okay? So these are the things that we need to be mindful about and conscious about, that these things are happening. And we need to govern ourselves accordingly. We have to learn how to invest like billionaires. We have to learn. You have to see yourself as a billionaire. You have to act like a billionaire. You have to start thinking like a billionaire. Okay? The best well-building tip out there, hands down, there's no better well-building tips out there than the one that I'm going to give you right now. Invest. Invest in yourself. Invest in your family. Invest in your friends. Invest in your future. Invest. Don't care how much money a millionaire have or a billionaire have, they still look for the next investment. They still have multiple investments. They're still looking to grow their money. Okay? Always think about that. Now I'm gonna give you guys a lovely one. My nearest and dearest friend, have heard this 300 times to me in about 2 weeks, and I will continue to preach it. And those who know me from the days of Church Avenue in Brooklyn will know this ever so well. Go house hacking to eliminate housing expenses. Go house hacking to eliminate housing expenses. My top well-building strategy is to build wealth in real estate through house hacking. Build wealth in real estate through house hacking. My friends, I will say this to you respectfully, okay? Respectfully, I would say this to you, that it's very important that we all own a home. Okay? It's very important that we own a home. Now, for those of you who don't understand the term house hacking, let me help you. And it is a legitimate term for those of you who don't know. So for the one person that's on the call that don't know, let me help you. House hackers mean finding ways to generate income from home. Traditionally, house hacking meant buying a multifamily property. New Yorkers, my friends and family that have known me for years, have heard me preach that. And I teach them that when I used to be a mortgage broker. Living in one unit and renting out the other so that the tenant pays the owner's mortgage. So that the tenants pay the owner's mortgage. And the owners build equity while maintaining the property. The owner of the property is building equity while they maintain the property. So they're nearly living for free, but building a ton of equity in the property. Okay? So we have to look at that. We have to think about that. And we have to see how we're going to plan to buy property. Don't be scared. Interest rate is going up, but it's still low. If you don't own a house, this is the time to engage a realtor. Engage with someone that will be able to help you in order for you to accomplish that goal. Okay? We can sit, we can talk, we can dialogue, and I can put you on the right path to home ownership. Invest wisely. Invest wisely. Stop wasting money that you work hard for. Stop wasting money that you work hard for. Savings and or investing a percentage of your monthly income. You must save. And that's what the 50-30-20 rule is about. The 80-20 rule. And the 70-30 rule. And I said to some a group that I spoke to some time ago, don't tell me about your spending power. We all can spend money. We make it, we spend it. Tell me about your savings power. How much money are you saving? How much money you have saved? That's what I'm interested in. That's what I like to know. Let's talk about investment. Let's talk about how we're going to invest that money. Okay? So we need to know what are we doing, how we're doing it, and where we're doing it. So I need everyone to be conscious of the fact that investments are very important. Maintaining a credit score is very important. And being able to diversify your investments, spread it out across a number of different things. Okay? So I will take a moment. In a second, I will we'll be right back in 1 second as I find the other part of the information.
EHB Services LLC, for all of your financial needs. We are licensed brokerage with years of experience in the financial industry. Let's discuss your financial DNA. Saving for college, planning for your retirement, preparing for milestone birthdays, and significant investments such as house, car, or both. Call Gene at 855-411-0424. You can also follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Welcome back to our show. This is Eugene Bias here on Financial Talk. This evening, we're talking about building wealth. Okay. The five key ways of building wealth, that we do in an evaluation that I need everyone to do for themselves. But you must first ask yourself before you do the evaluation. Yeah? Does your income impact your ability to build wealth? So the first thing you got to take into consideration. Does your income impact your ability to build wealth? Well, the answer to the question would be somewhere in the following. In fact, instead of giving you five ways, I'm going to give you guys six ways. Six key ways to build wealth. Evaluate your income. There are two types of income. There's no more than two types of income. Your earned income and your passive income. Tell you, earned income and passive income. Evaluate your income. Automate your savings effort. We spoke about this last week. Let your savings account be your savings account. Automatically, out of your check, goes into your savings account. Now, some people feel that I'm mean and crude when I say be debt-free. Don't have any debt. So this week, I decide to take a soft approach. Reduce high interest debt. Very important stuff. You got to reduce the high interest debt because most of your money will be going to the interest. When would you finish paying for the debt? Would you ever come out of debt? The next one is nearest and dearest to my heart. Live within your means. If you're making $1,000 a month, and after your expenses, you only have $100, don't spend $1,100. Depending on next month's paycheck to cover that extra $100. Live within your means. Invest early and wisely. It's very important for us to invest early because we can see how we'll be able to enjoy while we're still alive, while we're still on this earth, we'll be able to enjoy our investment. So I would tell everyone to invest early and wisely. When early is, someone may say. Early is as when you know it. Because you can't do something you didn't know. Yeah? The next one is a tough one. Everybody don't do it. So I will help everyone to do it. Revisit your savings once a year. Set up a day. Will you feel like a millionaire or a billionaire? to check your savings, dollar for dollar, to see that your savings are working for you. Okay? The purpose of building wealth, okay, the purpose of building wealth is to have more capital, to add more capital to your income. Okay? And to increase your liquidity in the future. Not to mention you want to be halfway up, if not at the top of the Richter scale, because the bottom is very, very crowded with excuses. I have a coach and a mentor that always says to me when he's leaving, see you on the top, because the bottom is too crowded. My friends, when you're young, it may seem like the money will never come. But as you build a career and life experiences, wealth starts to form. For many people, there are no shortcuts or easy solutions to building wealth. My friends, building wealth is a journey that requires discipline, patience, and time. Discipline, patience, and time. I can help you get financial discipline, but you have to have patience and time. It can take years to reach your goal. Years to reach your goal. But remember, it depends on the amount you put in. What you're looking to get out at the end of the day, what are you looking to get out of it? Okay? It's your goals. It's your objectives. I can only help you get to those goals. So someone said to me, why should I get a life insurance? Why should I get a life insurance? Well, in 2018, there was a program on CNBC about life insurance. Okay? And if you go, it was the 1st of January, the 18th of January, 2018. What most Americans don't know about life insurance as a trick to build wealth. Most Americans don't know about life insurance as a trick to build wealth. Rebecca Wessler, a wealth management advisor who specializes in financial planning for high net worth individuals, tell CNBC, make it that the rich use plenty of tricks to build wealth. But the most common one is something that most regular Americans don't even know about. Most regular Americans don't even know about. These are not my words. You can look it up on the internet. Investing in permanent life insurance policies. Investing in permanent life insurance policies. Now, if those are the anchors, professionals, they are doing a number of meets with a number of different people with all walks of life with different types of portfolio, and they can see that this is a problem, an overall problem for the people that are not in that forum or level, then I ask the question, is a life insurance account a good investment? For most, a life insurance is a protection tool. For most, it's a protection tool, not an investment. Most people see life insurance as a protection tool, not as an investment. But overall, though Walster think these accounts should be under the radar strategy worth considering. Under the radar strategy that's worth considering. The wealthy has been creating a lot of wealth in life insurance. It's not my words. I'm reading. The wealthy is creating wealth in life insurance. And then when I read the next part, it's going to put us into next week, where we would like to be for next week's show. Why is life insurance important to estate planning? Why is life insurance important to estate planning? Well, I'll dangle the carrot and give you something to think about. Even when subject to estate limit, the wide coverage of life insurance makes sure that the debt payout goes a long way towards promoting the tax-free intergeneration transfer of wealth. Tax-free intergenerational. Ooh. Passing your money from generation to generation without leaving them with a debt, a tax debt. Because life insurance payouts are tax-free. So we need to think about what we're doing, how we're doing it, and look at the best way that works for us. Okay? We got to look at the best way that works for us in doing this. We have to grow our money. We have to think about how we're growing our money. We have to look at what strategies we are putting in place. Let's start building wealth today. Okay? What percentage of your paycheck can you save comfortably every payday, day and night? Whether you work as a mechanic, a nanny, a doctor, a salesperson, or even an entrepreneur, you need to build yourself a great career. Okay? I don't care what you do for a living. You have to build a career in savings. That'd be your second job. Savings. How do you save? How much you save? It's very important for us to look at that. Job satisfaction and making money. job satisfaction and making money. It's important. Okay? Some jobs give us cash bonus. What do we do with it? We spend it. So what if we didn't have it? What if we didn't have it? Why can't we live without it and use our bonus towards our savings? Prepare for our future. Healthcare insurance benefits. For a 401k or retirement benefit. These are things we get from our jobs. Okay? Vacation packages. We are among the most traveled people in the world. Perks like gym membership, real estate, and restaurant discounts. Will I tell you what I do with my discounts? I pretend that I pay full price for whatever. But the difference between what I pay and what I save, I put in a savings account. That's my holiday money. I put away. So I'll give you a for instance. Red Lobster, I like seafood. So you go to Red Lobster on Friday, on Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. Yeah? And you do all you can eat shrimp for $18. Regularly, it's $21. I save $3. What's stopping me from going Monday, Sunday, or Saturday? Okay? You have to look at those things. As simple as it sounds, it's $3 to you, but it's $3 and counting to me. Okay? You have to monitor your credit score. You have to monitor your credit score. You got to know what your credit is doing. You must be credit worthy. Okay? Be an investor, not a saver. Be an investor. And anyone that knows me personally will tell you, we heard him say that one before. Be an investor, not a saver. Okay? Look at high yield savings. Yeah, but also invest your money in the real estate market. Invest your money into insurance policies, permanent policies. Okay? Never stop learning. A, B, L. Always be learning. Never stop. There are always changes. There are always different situations in the industry, whereas you don't know what's going on. Whereas you're learning something new. Okay? So I would like everyone to take those into consideration. I'm going to go to Facebook. And, I got Facebook. Yes, I have questions in Facebook that I need to get to. And then if we have sufficient time, we'll come back to the phone lines. We have quite a few on the phone lines. Thank you all for joining. And after these messages, we'll be right back.
EHB Services, LLC, for all of your financial needs. We are licensed brokerage with years of experience in the financial industry. Let's discuss your financial DNA. Saving for college, planning for your retirement, preparing for milestone birthdays, and significant investments such as house, car, car, or both. Call Gene at 855-411-0424. You can also follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to our show. All right, we go to our first question. The first question, the person is asking, what is house hacking and is it worth it? Okay. House hacking is where a house is divided into two or more residential units to generate income to defray the cost of a mortgage. In an increasing popular way to make home ownership more affordable. Okay? So basically, you have a house, you have a tenant, okay? The tenant becomes a contributor to the mortgage. So it's not you alone paying the mortgage. You alone is responsible for the mortgage, but the tenant is paying, okay? And then there is things like utilities, taxes, water, stuff you didn't pay for when you were a tenant or living home, that those bills are being offset. So it's just like a mortgage. Buying a house is not only the mortgage. There's taxes on the property, property taxes. There is insurance on the property, okay? Liability insurance, property insurance. There is water bill to be paid. There is light bill to be paid. Some areas have gas to be paid, okay? So having a multifamily property allows the landlord or the homeowner to offset some, most, or all of their expenses, additional expenses in home ownership. Okay? Now, the next question is, does home hacking actually work? Does home hacking actually work? Home hacking is really a very easy way to start your first rental investment. So your first investment is when you buy the house. The next one is when you become a landlord. Yeah, you rent. To see if it would be something you would like to continue doing. You don't have to do it, but you could check it out. See if you would like to do it. It's always good when someone else is helping. It has its pros and cons, but the upside outweighs the downside by far. The upside outweighs the downside by far. You can practically live rent or mortgage free, which allow you to save money to invest and spend on whatever you want. So yes, you can look at that, okay? Consider that and see how you would move forward in a better light. Your financial strategy, unless you sit with myself and we do a strategy for you, I cannot really tell you that it wouldn't work. What I've seen over the years, and I have many years of experience, so I will tell you, it's worth doing. House hacking is worth doing. It's worth your time. It's worth your energy. And you learn a lot from it. Okay. The next question I have on Facebook is, What is creating wealth all about? What is creating wealth all about? Creating wealth is about diligently investing in yourself. Diligently investing in yourself. Education and knowledge. Learning the basics of finances. Understanding risk and reward. And taking appropriate risk where it's required. Once you have those mechanics to leverage your wealth by investing appropriately and earn out sized return. And for those of you who are in some states like New York or California, you know what the property market is. 800,000, 500,000 for a one family house. Okay? Look at where you're investing. Look at your rate of return on your investment. Okay? Don't do moves of convenience. Don't invest because of convenience. Okay? Invest because you're not part of the top focus. Okay? You are not part of the top focus. Invest where you can have it well beyond your lifetime. And it can extend to your heirs. Okay? I preach that every day. Invest beyond your lifetime. And it can be extended to your heirs. Not because you die, it's all over. So those are the questions that came so far from, no? Okay. The next question is, how can I rethink my risk and understand my relationship with my risk? It's very easy. It's very easy. My top well-building tip is to rethink your relationship with risk. I always think about risk in investment. Okay? It may seem like wealthy individuals, especially entrepreneurs, tend to take risks. Yet, when you study their lives of great entrepreneurs and businesses, you learn that their supposed risks were very calculated. Business people tend to calculate their risks, my friends. Entrepreneurs try to calculate their risk. And it's something that we don't do as a people naturally, calculating our risk. And we need to calculate our risk. We have to build streams of income and stop trading time for money. We got to stop trading time for money. Building out multiple passive income is by far most realistic, is the most realistic way to build wealth. But notice, I said build, not find wealth, build wealth. Passive income, despite what some say, isn't found. Most people will work towards creating a passive income stream during their spare time on top of the traditional 9-to-5. From aggressive but risk balanced investment tactics to slowly acquiring rental units to create a knowledge course of selling it online. Those focus on building wealth outside of exchanging time for money generally find that it may take several passive income streams to get them over the hump. I think that's a very powerful statement. And I think that we need to look at that strategically. Because one of the things that we have to do is practice the art of self-discipline. We have to practice the art of self-discipline. If passive income is a goal, standard for creating wealth, self-discipline is the gold standard for what keeps it. Okay? Furthermore, self-discipline is what helps you get to whether you're determined wealthy or to be in first place. Self-discipline is very important. The month-long exercise of saying no to virtual everything isn't in place to deprive yourself of things that make you happy. It's to help you realize what's important to you and what isn't when it comes to money. Be reasonable. Ask yourself each time you approach a financial transaction, is this a want or a need? And even if it's a need, do you need it right now or could it wait? The wealth mindset-oriented decisions are often the differentiating factor between someone who makes good money and just get by and those that make an average income and thrive on it. So here you have it. Practice the art of self-discipline. Now, I know a lot of you ladies, more than men, and this is a fact, have more discipline, more self-discipline than most men. I could use another term for that, but I'll go with most men. You need to have discipline in the world so you can make reasonable decisions as to how you spend your money. Okay? The first thing you want to do is not splurge. You want to pay yourself first. And after you pay yourself first, you want to diversify. The top wealthy wealth building strategy for business owners and employees is to pay yourself first. Not only that it's a must, it also needs to be completed, automated. The profit or savings need to be funneled to a separate account that is hard to access to remove temptation of spending the money. Wow. So I think that is very imperative that we look at that. Think about it. If we put it up $100 a month, my friend, put up that $100 a month. If you put it up $1,000 a month, put up $1,000 a month. Leave it there. You're going to thank me later. For those of you that hear this podcast, radio or even on Facebook on the live, you will thank me later. I guarantee you will thank me later. There's a number of different books out there, Some I'd recommend and some I won't, okay? But your life is busy. You have a lot to do. This is my profession. This is my cup of tea. This is what I do every day, day in, day out, all day, all night. This is my business. This is what makes my business successful. And this is what I'm trying to share with you. Okay? You have to develop a wealth-oriented mindset. You have to have goals, objectives. Okay? You have to stop living paycheck to paycheck. Even in the best economy and the lowest unemployment rate, we always have people living paycheck to paycheck. Now, there's a couple of comments I can give for that, but I'll reserve those comments for my friends. My number one tip for building long-term wealth is changing your mindset. Everything starts there because you are the only one that's holding you back. Sure, you need to pay off your debt. Sure, you need to manage your money better. Oh, definitely. Sure, you need to make your savings automatic. Sure you do. But you really need to believe you can do it and that it's worth it. Listen to me carefully. You can do it and it's worth it. You have to believe that. You have to get out of your own way. You are holding you back. The majority of people in North America are broke and are living paycheck to paycheck even when the economy is good. Doesn't that tell you something? Let's come out, everyone that's hearing this broadcast, everyone's hearing this podcast, let's make a concerted effort to save, to come out of the everyone of North America category. Okay? The problem is the way they think about money is how they manage it. The way they think about money is the way they manage their money. It is crucial for you to understand how you think about money and why, and then test those thoughts against fact and reality. Now, I don't know who's going to stay on the call after hearing that. Measuring it against facts and reality. So, here are facts. Let me share some facts with you guys. During the Great Depression of 1929, the market severely suffered. It plunged over 22% in just a few short days. It took the Dow Jones Industrial Average 32-year setback, losing nearly 90% of its value. That's the stock market, my friend. But during that same period, During the Great Depression, life insurance was paying out. The money from the life insurance was still secured. When the market crashed in 1929, JCPenney, and I'm sure nearly everyone on this call know who JCPenney is, was then a dry goods store for mining and farming families was severely affected. As the sole owner, James Cash Penney, took a huge dive in the company and personal wealth. The financial setback was so devastated. Where did he go? To his cash value life insurance. Ladies and gentlemen, JCPenney is still around. 1929 Great Depression. And we can look at Walt Disney. We're just looking at a few of the big names. Walt Disney, life insurance, McDonald's, the Golden Arches, Foster Farms, Stanford University. And for those who have been around a long time like me, no Tupperware. Miss Doris funded the first inventory for what is now a $1 billion company with over 12 million customers. And you got in the Tupperware company. Okay, Miss Doris Christopher. So, banks like Bank of America, your high street bank, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan Chase, US Bank, they all invest in life insurance. Look at the life insurance assets for their company. Okay? Just to name a few, GE, own life insurance company, companies that own life insurance company, H.J. Hertz, General Motors, Johnson & Johnson, and the list goes on and on and on and on. I got the biggest joke for you all. Comcast and CVS owns their own life insurance company. Comcast and CVS owns their own life insurance. So I'm saying to you, my friend, if you don't think investing in you is a good idea, then don't look at the death benefit element of it. Life insurance are no longer for when you die. Life insurance is for a number of different things. Life insurance has a lot of benefits. Life insurance at the same time brings a lot of things to the table. Okay, you want to buy a house. You want to set up milestones for your family, for your loved ones. Okay? What is the high in high cash value life insurance? High cash value. Yeah? Some people say life insurance are not worth it. Let me close the policy. You can close the life insurance policy at any time. Your cash value is called a surrender value. Okay? And when they tell you what the surrender value is, and you still decide to close the policy, they pay you on whole life policies. That's why I beg everyone, I beseech everyone, to have at least one cash value life insurance, because you can dump money into it and have a savings out of it. And that's what we need to know. We need to understand, and we need to dig. It's very important that we afford ourselves the abilities that we can do these things and enjoy life in such a manner that our savings are working for us. Okay? So you have to look at your investment strategies. You have to be conscious of what you're doing and how you're investing, how much you're investing, how much are tax-free dollars, how much are tax deductible, how much are expenses by the IRS, not because someone said it, by the government that first allows us to take the deduction. Okay? Consistent contribution. We have to make consistent contribution. It's very, very important that we make consistent contribution towards our savings. It's very important that when we make this contribution, we know what we're doing in terms of our money. We need to know that when we're building a comfortable building our wealth, our retirement, our legacy, we have to look for comfortable fulfillment in our retirement. I want to help you plan for that. What do most people want at retirement? What do most people want at retirement? Financial security, good health, an opportunity to give back. Most people want to meet people and have fun. I can help you in two ways. I can help you in two ways. Very easy. We can put a whole strategy together after we complete a couple of things, two steps. I will show you how to boost your retirement plan with a diversified approach using life insurance. I will show you how to boost your retirement plan with a diversified approach using life insurance. I can also invite you to take part in grant programs. You can apply for up to $2,000 to get involved in your local volunteer activities. See, when you retire, you don't use your money. There's money out there. Okay? Those are one of many benefits available to help you improve your overall well-being in giving back in a meaningful way. So why not sit with me, get an understanding. Let's put a strategy in place where we can understand how we're moving forward, what we're doing, what you'd like to do. Okay? As a client, are you ready to potentially replace 70% of your pre-retirement income during retirement? Who thinks about this? I do. Every day, all day. Life insurance should not replace a vehicle, such as 401k, 403b, IRA, success or profit sharing plan. No, it shouldn't. Rather, it may provide the boost these other plans need due to plan limitation. So don't go into those plans just at the limitation. You have extra money, you put into life insurance. You don't want restrictions on your funds, but you want to enjoy the tax benefit. And we Americans know this is tax time. April 15th, there you go. Uncle Sam, deep in your pocket. Or an abrupt end to funding due to the loss of income for an unexpected debt. How will your family continue to pay the mortgage or pay off for your home when you die? What should you consider diversifying with life insurance in the retirement planning? Maximize taxes due in retirement. Maximize your taxes that's due in retirement. Maximize potential income in retirement. Stretch the nest egg much further. Stretch it. I challenge you to stretch it. If you are currently spending or putting away $200, I'm telling you, let's raise the ante to $300 a month. What is it going to take? The future of Social Security is uncertain. Interest rates at the bank remains low. And many employers are cutting back on qualified plan funding. With these headwinds, will you have the resources for a comfortable retirement? What happens if one of your spouse dies during your wealth accumulation stage of your life? What happens if your spouse dies? The strategy is very simple. Retirement planning with life insurance should not replace other savings vehicles within your strategy. So we do not replace any other savings with a life insurance. We're adding. Because other planning, except for life insurance, has what's called plan limitations, restrictions on funding, benefits, an abrupt end of funding due to the loss of income. The advantages is very, very simple. Built-in protection, which is generally tax-free, debt benefit to support your family members after death. It's tax-free. Free money after you die. Yeah? But if you become disabled, and if anybody had to deal with Social Security and disability, they would understand what I'm talking about. The length of time, what you have to go through in order to get your money from disability insurance. But here there's the life insurance policy that's paid 90% of the face value of your insurance policy on a whole life policy if you become disabled and unable to work, whether it's temporary or long-term. So you get the opportunity to enjoy 90% of that face value of the policy while you're still alive, tax-free. There is no funding limitation compared to other retirement vehicles. There's no funding limitation. For those 401k or IRA accounts, there are limits on that you can do per year. Insurance is no limit. The opportunity to tax defer cash value accumulation. You know, as long as you're making money, Uncle Sam has to get his share of the pie. But you can defer the cash value accumulation, that 4.5% to 6.5% interest that you make on your money, and take cash advantage distribution. Take cash advantage distribution. There is no IRS distribution requirement or penalties. So if you're taking distribution from your insurance policy, there's no requirements or there's no penalties if you're taking the money distribution. And you're in total control of the complete coverage of your insurance policy. Diversification. You can have different variables of insurance policies. You can have a fixed term insurance policy. You can have a variable in policy. You can have an index policy. You can have a guaranteed policy. There's so many different policies that you can have, and there's no limit that you could have one over the other or one other than the other. Okay? You can have IUL policies. Okay? So there's a number of things that, and it's not a lot of information. It's not a lot of information you have to provide in order to be able to provide that financial stability for your family. So I want to say to you at this time that it's very important that you look at what you have, you think about what you're doing, look at how you're building wealth or what is your strategy to build wealth. Okay, we need to know how are we moving forward. What are you looking at to go forward? Because it's very important to leave some sort of a legacy after working so hard for your family. Okay? There is some banking concept that everyone needs to know. Everyone needs to know some banking concepts. All right? But tonight we won't go into banking concepts. I think that everyone can do their own research and understand banking concepts. On one last note, I will share what I think is very important for everyone to know. Rate of return. In calculating how much or what is, you need to look at your rate of return. The goal for many will be to find a better opportunity to grow their money and get better returns. That is great and admirable. Using cash value insurance will not inhibit your ability to do so. Rather, it will make those opportunities even more profitable. These are the words of Jake Thompson, Jake wrote the book, Money, Wealth, Life Insurance. If you read that book, and for those of you who know that I enjoy reading, you will see that it's very important when we read and understand ABL, always be learning. I don't know everything, but I know a lot. I know plenty. But what I will say to you is what I have a good understanding of is money and how money works. How money works. And a lot of people knows, listen to my words, a lot of people knows currency, but they don't know money. A lot of people knows currency, and a lot of people mistake them currency for money. Okay? So, currency, and this is the 50 cent store, guys. Currency, simple form of paper which number with numbers on it. That is currency. Okay? It's a piece of paper, generally, with a number on it. That's currency. Money. You ready? Money has certain features, like it should be divisible, durable, portable. Now, I know that in years gone by, we use the words currency and money interchangeably. I have had conversations with some Brit, and they like to talk about the pound. And when we get into the conversation, they speak about the pound. But let us not be fooled. When I'm speaking about English currency, I talk about sterling. You see, it's similar, but a bit different. It's changing your intellect to be one of those who's dealing in a specific era of investment, finance. You have to change your thinking. Changing your thinking changes your speech. Change your thinking and your speech invite certain quality of people and conversation into your life. Okay? So you'd want to be around like-minded people. You'd want to be around people that would like to share in the same sentiment that you are or you have. You want people that would like to be within the first 1% of the wealthiest of this country, this great country that we live in. I would like to take the opportunity to plea with everyone. To plea with everyone. to give me a call. Let's discuss your finances. Let's talk about sharing. And let me impart some knowledge on you as to how you can diversify, save, and make money. It's very important. There's a number of vehicles out there, that you can use to save money and invest. Number of vehicles out there. There's only one problem. And that problem is very simple. We have to know what risk. We have to look at calculating our risk and know what risk we're prepared to take. Understanding the risk in doing so. Cash value life insurance is a vehicle that gives you a number of opportunities to do a number of things that would benefit you and your family in years to come. And in short, I will say to everyone to give me a call at 1-855-411-0424 if you don't have a cash value life insurance. Cash value life insurance is a powerful financial tool that can put you back on the path of real wealth, real wealth. It has been used by the wealthy Americans, big banks, and large corporations for centuries and has stood strong through some of the most difficult financial time in history. It is one of the least understood financial tools we have and the one most underutilized by the average American. So look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself by hearing this broadcast, are you an average American? And if you're average, if you consider yourself an average American, are you underutilizing the opportunities you have to have a cash value life insurance, that vehicle to drive business, savings, and to be able to give you the stability, the financial stability that you may need or desire in the near future. Why not everyone is in the right situation to take advantage of the benefits inside a cash value life insurance policy? I truly believe it is the best practice to build a strong financial foundation. It is unparalleled in the benefits that it offers, and it gives you complete and total control. Complete and total control. I have personally found sincere satisfaction in putting these strategies into practice in my own life. I want to thank everyone for taking the time to join me every Tuesday, and I hope this information will be beneficial to you as it is beneficial to me and my family. If you would like to discuss more I can help, feel free to reach out to me. And whoever invites you to this podcast, thank them. After these messages, after these short messages, we'll go to our phone, we'll open up the phone lines and take three questions.
EHB Services, LLC, for all of your financial needs. We are a licensed brokerage with years of experience in the financial industry. Let's discuss your financial DNA. Saving for college, planning for your retirement, preparing for milestone birthdays, and significant investments such as house, car, or both. Call Gene at 855-411-0424. You can also follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
All right. Now we go to our phone lines. And the first line we're going to open is 571-264. 571-264. You have a question or a statement for Eugene? 571-264, you may need to unmute your phone. Okay, there's no one there. We got a packed switchboard tonight. I'll go to I'll open up 404-512. 404-512. Do you have a question for Eugene tonight? Four oh four five one two. You may need to unmute your phone. Okay. I guess everybody's happy tonight. 470. I'm opening up 470-579. 470-579. Do you have a question for Eugene tonight? You may need to unmute your phone. Okay, it seems like everybody is up with the times tonight. Okay. Nine seven three six four zero. Do you have a question for me tonight,
Brother Jay? This is Dr. Winborn. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you, Dr. Winborn. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Listen, it's always a pleasure to be here and suck in all of this wonderful financial wisdom that you're sharing amongst your studio audience here. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Coming from you, that means a lot. Thank you very much, sir. It's a pleasure having you, and look forward to hearing you joining us from time to time. I know you're very busy, and you take time out of your busy schedule to be here with us, and we're grateful. Thanks again, sir.
You're very welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Okay. At this point, we have a couple of minutes left. We're winding down the show. So for those of you who don't know how to contact me, I'm surprised I got a lot of messages asking me for my contact details. So I'm going to play the ad one more time. Please get your pen and paper out, and you can take down my contact number. So you can reach out to me from time to time as need be.
EHB Services, LLC, for all of your financial needs. We are a licensed brokerage with years of experience in the financial industry. Let's discuss your financial DNA. Saving for college, planning for your retirement, preparing for milestone birthdays, and significant investments such as house, car, or boat. Call Jean at 855-411-0424. You can also follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Okay, so we'll go to our phone lines now for one last question from our phone line, our comment. And that one, I got a text or a message. 404-512. Sorry that I cut you off so quickly. Your phone line is open.
Mr. Byers.
404-512.
Mr. Byers, is my phone line open there?
Yes, Byers. It is.
Hi,
yes, it
good
is.
Evening.
It's open.
Okay, what a great job you've been doing. Thank you for all of that information. Well, I have a quick question. Maybe what would you say to someone, I mean, maybe in their late 50s, early 60s, what advice would you give that person regarding maybe some investment and savings? What would you say to that person?
Okay. Thank you for your question. I appreciate it. My answer to that person would be, we would have to sit down and do a financial DNA, okay? And with that financial DNA, we'll see where they are in terms of their debt, their cash flow, and look at what they're planning to do, okay? Do they have a life insurance? Do they have long-term care? Do they have a cash value life insurance? If you have a term insurance, is it convertible to a whole life? Where are you in terms of your savings? Do you have taxable income, like a mutual fund, stock, bank account, bonds? You know, is it taxed today? Do you have a tax deferred account, like a 401k, IRA, annuities, or savings bond, you know? Or do you have a tax never account, you know? So do you have a Roth IRA, or do you have a cash value life insurance? Okay, where are you? You know, you may take out the life insurance 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and the life insurance is now 10 years down the road and you're still enjoying good health. So it's your anticipation that you're not going anywhere in 10 years. Can we convert it into a whole life, or do we need to take out an insurance that can cover you for whole life? Now your financial situation has changed. Maybe you own a home, you have a car, you have children at this point in time. You may have a husband or a wife, you know. Where do you need to be? How would you like to retire? You know, what is comfortable for you may not be comfortable for me. So, Do you have a long-term care insurance in place? When you look at your mortgage, where are you on your mortgage? Are you close to finish paying your mortgage? Is it a new mortgage? How much years you have left on the mortgage? Do you have a new car? Do you have any personal loans or credit cards? What are you paying in terms of monthly payments and debt? And then moreover, what I'll say to you is, when we look at all these things, then we have to put things in place, such as, do you have a trust? Do you have a trust? What kind of trust you have? What's the purpose of that trust? Do you have a will? When you last update that will, okay? So when things happen, your family know exactly what to do, what your desires are, or what you would like to do. You know, do you have real estate? Are they owned outright, or do you have a mortgage on it? Do you have sufficient mortgage protection insurance to cover that property mortgage? Okay? If you have an accumulation of assets, how do you protect those assets? What are you going to do in order to protect those assets? What kind of liquidity do you have? Yeah? What kind of liquidity do you have? What kind of taxation issues you may have? These are the things that we look at. Where is your safety net? Do you have a safety net? Okay? So we have to look at these things, and then we come up with a reasonable assumption as to how we go forward. Are your assets transferable? These are the things that we would have to look at in order for me to give you a answer as to where you need to be and what you would like to do going forward. Because all about you and your future, your finances, what you would like to do. That's what we're here for. So if you give me a call, these are the things that we will be discussing. Regardless of your age, I would tell you to start saving, putting away money every so often towards that. Okay? We have to look at your debt, your income, your mortgage, your education. We got to see what you're paying out, how much you're paying out, and how much we can get you to save or keep. Okay? So we're not talking about spending power, we're talking about savings power, and how do we develop such a thing for you. I hope I answered your question. I have to go to Facebook real quick. There's a number of questions on Facebook. I don't think I'm going to get to all, and I don't want to rush it through. So I'll take two, given our time constraints. One question, how do I deal with my finances if I don't know where I want to put it? It's very simple. That's why I'm here. I'm the expert, and I will tell you where to put your money, how to diversify your money, and what will work at this time. Okay? We can look at it a year down the road, and we can look at what we're doing. Okay, so every year we'll revisit it and we'll see if it's working for you or if it's working to the best potential, to its highest potential for you every year. Okay, the next question is, how do I get out and stay out of debt? Very nice question. Very nice question. Okay, let's get one thing straight. The only good debt is paid off debt. The only good debt is pay off debt. Okay? Your most powerful wealth building tool is your income. Is your income. And when you spend your whole life spending loans and credit cards, you end up with less money to save and invest for your future. So it's time to break that cycle. It's time to break that cycle. Learn to live on less than what you make. Okay? I'm no preacher man, I'm no pastor, but Proverbs 21:20 says that in the house of the wise are stores of choice, food and oil, but a man devoids all he has. Wealthy people don't blow all their money on stupid stuff. They might, that millionaires live lavish lifestyle that includes Ferraris in the garage and lobster dinners. Every night is just a foolish myth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're running out of time. We only have 2 minutes left for our show. I will thank everyone for being on the show. I thank everyone for the effort, marking the diaries every Tuesday. Join us here on Facebook Live and Block Talk Radio on the Black Billionaires Network for Gene Bias Financial Talk every Sunday, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. This and every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. We're here to serve you. Give me a call at 855-411-0424. Give me a call anytime, and we can look at all the things that needs to be done. Look at your finances, secure your investment, and plan a financial future. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a pleasure being your host this evening. I thank you all for your questions, and I look forward to seeing you and hearing from you in the very near future. Again, thank you, and have a good night.
EHB Services, LLC, for all of your financial needs. We are licensed brokerage with years of experience in the financial industry. Let's discuss your financial DNA. Saving for college, planning for your retirement, preparing for milestone birthdays, and significant investments such as house, car, or both. Call Gene at 855-411-0424. You can also follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Your life has been...